Time for Wisconsin Life. Alzheimer's disease can steal a lot of memories, but one thing that often remains is music. An innovative choir in Milwaukee brings together people with Alzheimer's and their caregivers in song. La, la, la,
la, la. Weekends are usually quiet at the Milwaukee High School of the Arts. But for a few hours on Saturday mornings, the Amazing Grace chorus fills the band room with song. The singers come from diverse backgrounds, but they share one thing in common: memory loss. Some singers experience memory loss themselves, while others come with their loved ones to sing and to remember. Dementia may have stolen the memories of some of the choir members, but it hasn't taken their music. The chorus began in 2014 as an outreach project of the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute. The organization was contacted by Dr. Mary Middleman, a researcher studying the positive effect of singing on mood in caregivers and people with memory issues in New York. The Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute brought the program to Milwaukee. Besides the benefits of song, outreach specialist Stephanie Houston says they hope to reduce negative attitudes toward memory loss, particularly among African Americans.
I think what we find is that in a community like the African American community, where we know that African Americans are twice as likely to be affected by Alzheimer's disease, there's still that stigma. And so having this chorus program is also groundbreaking in this city, and it's gotten people to talk more, and that's what we want people to do, and we want to reduce that stigma.
Practices are led by an all-star team of conductors. Among them, Vontae Jones.
I knew that music captivates the mind and helps the memory, because if I tell you something, you might not remember exactly what I say, but if I play the keys, if that's one of those songs that you remember, it'll trigger something, time, place, where I heard it. So the fact that I could help them through musical therapy was one of the main things or reasons why I did it. It's been a journey. I mean, when they first came in, they didn't know us, so they didn't really take to us at first. About the fifth week, we were all family.
Ella McKinley comes to rehearsals with her husband, James.
Yeah, we both like music, and I was really glad when they came with the choir that we could sing in together.
One week, he sang a solo.
He sang "Precious Lord, Take My Hand" a few weeks ago, and I just choked up because I hadn't heard him sing all the way through like that, in key and everything. This music has definitely been helping him, and it's been a blessing.
Pearl Cannon didn't consider herself a singer, but she came for her husband, and in return, she found a community.
I think people shouldn't isolate because they have memory situations. It's not a shame in it. It's not a mental illness. You know, it's not a death sentence, and there's still hope and things that you can do.
These guys are amazing. And it's by grace that we get to see them every week.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org.
Joining us now to tell us more about the Amazing Grace Chorus is Stephanie Houston, Outreach Specialist for the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute of Milwaukee. Stephanie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we think of Alzheimer's, and I think we think of loss, of what's gone, what's left behind. What is it like to see people, the families, the people suffering from Alzheimer's, come out of this very positive experience with this choir?
It is truly amazing. It is life-changing to see the changes of individuals who sometimes, because of the impact of the disease, it can affect their mood. And so to be able to see them, it's almost as if they are regaining another part of themselves. And it just is just wonderful to see, and it's so inspiring. They are truly, as their name is entitled, Amazing Grace Chorus. They are truly some amazing individuals to work with.
There's been some science in recent years about how people who may not be able to carry on a conversation because of memory loss issues, they can sing whole songs from their life, from earlier years, and they stay with them. Do we know anything about why that is? Why some of those musical memories get embedded so deeply?
You know, there has been increasing studies in regards to how music is related to memories and how, you know, the response in regards to some of those autobiographical memories are not as affected by Alzheimer's disease. And so what we have is seeing those individuals who have the ability to, whether they're singing or playing an instrument, that it can take them back to a time and a place, or it just evokes those autobiographical memories that definitely affects the brain. So to be able to think about, sing a song that will take you back to a time or a place that you really enjoyed, it's truly amazing.
I've heard advice for people who are friends or family members of people with Alzheimer's, and I think this comes out of a storytelling project in the Milwaukee area. Mm-hmm. Don't focus on what isn't there. Don't keep asking, don't you remember, don't you remember. See what you still have and work with that and build on it. And it seems like this choir is a great example of one way to do that.
The choir is a great example. It does not put limitations on the individuals, and it does require them to really develop a lot of different skills in regards to just their cognitive functioning, their ability to focus, pay attention, and also their language fluency, which is also important. And so this is just really so important to that individual in regards to how singing is impacting them cognitively by being involved, being engaged. Music stimulates every lobe of the brain, and that's what we have when we have choir rehearsal.
How does the choir pick its music and find stuff that appeals to everybody?
We have some wonderful conductors who initially, and I want to be able to mention their names, Miss Arlene Skorowski, music educator, Mr. Van Tate Jones, Mr. Micah Shaw, and also Mr. Casey Williams, and also Joe Nathaniel Jr. And so our conductors, we were able to get some of the most talented conductors in the areas, and they really put together songs, historical songs, and they also put together a variety of songs of today's music, so some contemporary and hymns and gospels together, and that was during our first season. The second season, here you had chorus members who said they wanted to sing their own songs and brought songs that they wanted to sing to the chorus. And matter of fact, as we enter into our new season in August, some of them will be singing some country western music as well. So it is so wonderful to see how much when the conductors first initiated and presenting them with music, now they are bringing their own songs that bring about memories and bring them joy to the chorus.
And does this all work toward each season or performance or performances for the choir?
It does. We initially, when we engage the families, try to definitely press upon them that this is going to be a 16-week commitment to be in the chorus. So we do about 15 weeks of rehearsal. We do that 16th week is a family presentation or concert. We didn't want to overwhelm them and say, you're going to be in concert. So we called it also a family presentation. And then we come back together in the 17th week and we talk about the experience of being in the chorus.
Now, we heard a quote in that lovely piece about how at the end of 5 weeks, the group was like family. And Alzheimer's, memory loss, this is a challenging thing for a lot of people, a painful thing. How does that group function like a family?
What we have experienced is that they have created their own community within the community. As we have continued on with the rehearsals, because they rehearse and then they have breaks, so they socialize, and we find out how people have either worked at, you know, at local places together. Two of the members, they are veterans, and they attend the Vets Place Day Program Center together. And so they have really, really been able to just develop a community within the community. We have one of the individuals, Ms. Pearl Cannon, who brings her husband. She actually runs a support group for the Alzheimer's Association. So this has been just such a unique experience. And Dr. Mary Middleman, who approached us about this course, that was one of her goals, in order to create a community in which people feel supported and comfortable about having and caring for someone with dementia. But what we do see is that everyone interacts with one another.
And we leave it there. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie Houston is the outreach specialist for the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute of Milwaukee, and we've been talking about the city's Amazing Grace Chorus.